From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is warned of a big price to pay following reports of another chemical weapons attack in Syria that killed dozens, this time in the rebel-held town of Douma near Damascus. The attack occurred late Saturday and has not yet been independently confirmed. But Andy Oppenheimer, a UK-based nuclear, biological, and chemical specialist, said the symptoms bear similarities to a chemical attack a year ago on Khan Shaykhun.
There have been burns to the eyes, there's been suffocation, pinpointed pupils, which all kind of look towards sarin or nerve agent, and also people foaming at the mouth, and multiple deaths, which is much more likely to be a warfare agent like sarin, which has been used.
Last year's attack on Khan Shaykhun resulted in a U.S. cruise missile strike on a Syrian airfield. President Trump named Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iran as responsible for backing what he called the animal Assad, a reference to the Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Tom Bossert, the White House Homeland Security and Counterterror Advisor, in an appearance on the ABC program this week.
The first thing that struck me, this is the one-year anniversary of our action. The last time they made the mistake of using these weapons and pushing the rest of the world. This isn't just the United States. This is one of those issues on which every nation, all peoples have all agreed and have agreed since World War II is an unacceptable practice.
The UN Security Council is set to meet twice on the attack Monday. In Central African Republic, at least two people were killed, dozens wounded, in an operation conducted jointly by UN peacekeepers and government forces early Sunday, targeting armed groups in the Muslim PK5 neighborhood of the capital Bangui. Several peacekeepers were among those wounded. The UN said it acted after calls for disarmament were ignored. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump sounded an optimistic note Sunday about the prospect of a looming trade war with China. In a tweet, he predicted China would take down its trade barriers because it is the right thing to do. He also expects a deal on intellectual property, which China stands accused of stealing. Last week, the U.S. proposed $50 billion in tariffs, with the president indicating he could up that total another $100 billion. China has warned of a fierce counterstrike. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary, appearing on the CBS program Face the Nation.
Our objective is to continue to have discussions with China. We want to have free and fair reciprocal trade. We're just looking for our companies and our workers to have a level playing field.
Mr. Trump's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, told Fox News no tariffs have yet been implemented.
We have taken no actions. You understand that. And even the Thursday announcement from President Trump, he asked Ambassador Lighthizer to consider additional actions. It's a long process. There's several months here. We put out papers. We take public comments. We then review the public comments, and then decisions will be made. So far, no tariffs and no action has been enacted.
Kudlow said this is a problem caused by China and President Trump will fix it. A U.S. official said North Korea has told the U.S. it will be willing to discuss denuclearization in a proposed meeting between President Trump and leader Kim Jong-un. The official said the two sides have held secret contacts. Harry Kazianis, director of defense studies at the Center for the National Interest, asked what price would such a meeting take place.
I think the question that the whole collective world needs to ask, what is the price for that summit going to be? Keep in mind, back in 2009, the Kim regime asked for a reported $10 billion just to sit down with South Korea. My question is what are they going to ask from President Donald Trump to sit down and have that summit?
The two Korean leaders are to meet April 27th. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban secured a third term in office in a Sunday election that saw nearly 70% voter turnout, giving his ruling Fidesz party two-thirds of parliament's seats. Speaking to supporters late Sunday, Mr. Orban called the election victory crucial, giving him a chance to defend Hungary. He campaigned strongly against the European Union's migration policy. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva had begun serving a 12-year term for corruption. The 72-year-old former two-term president is the first head of state to be sent to prison on a criminal conviction. American Patrick Reed secured a one-shot victory to win the 82nd Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, Sunday. The 27-year-old fought off challenges from fellow Americans Gordon Spieth and Ricky Fowler to win his first green jacket, finishing at 15 under par, 273. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.